do they indicate like a temporary condition or a condition that reoccurs, or are they different? I mean, does one indicate one and one indicate the other?
No.
Which one is it? Are they both?
I use them interchangeably.
Okay. Do they both mean a temporary condition, or do they both mean a, you know, a habitual sort of thing?
Both, I guess.
Okay.
Or either.
Okay. A person who gets afraid easily is kind of...
chicken.
Okay. A place like a dark road beside a graveyard is...
spooky.
Okay. You might say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
was afraid then.
Okay. Or she used
to be afraid.
Okay. And then the opposite of used to be, you'd say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She's
future tense?
It's the opposite of used to be. She's afraid now, but before she wasn't afraid. But another way of saying that, if you were going to use...
Okay, she used to not be afraid.
Okay. Let's see, you might say, I wouldn't say that people around here are reckless drivers, but some of them are just sort of, about signaling or turning in front of people. Or
negligent.
Okay, another word for negligent would be...
nonchalant.
Say you make a bunch of mistakes on a math test, and somebody would say, well, you shouldn't be so...
careless.
What?
Just careless.
Okay. You might say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she just acts kind of...
strange.
Okay, what's another word for strange?
Weird,
anything else?
Different.
Okay. Any word that older people might use that you wouldn't use for this?
something like, I don't know, how does she act different? It's like she's crazy or something?
Yeah, sort of eccentric or something like that.
Crazy.
Okay, what does the word queer mean?
It means something that's strange or different.
Okay, does it mean anything else?
It can mean homosexual.
Okay, would that refer to a man or woman homosexual?
Either.
Okay. Okay. Would you use the word queer about somebody who was just eccentric, or would you sort of avoid it, thinking somebody might think that you meant the other thing?
Depends on who I'm around, I guess.
Uh-huh. How's that? Tell me.
Well, if I was around a group of idiotic kids that would try to make something of it, then I might not say it. But if I was around more normal people...
Which would be who?
Well, you know, older people or... just people that weren't real silly.
Okay, okay. Then you might use it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If somebody who makes up his own mind and then nothing can make him change it, you'd say he's real...
hard-headed.
Okay. In arguing with somebody like that, you might say, don't be so...
stubborn.
Okay. You might say, if something happened to embarrass somebody, you might say, now, don't mention that. He's still kind of on that subject.
Touchy.
Okay. You might say, gosh, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
upset.
Okay, or...
mad.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's in a bad temper all the time, you'd say he's...
crabby.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so you went to the show and the building started to burn down. And, you know, everybody was panicking. And somebody might jump up and say, okay, now it'll be all right. For everybody, I'll just keep...
calm.
Okay. Would you say both those words together?
Keep calm.
Okay.